Leonardo had written everything backward from right to left across the page, so the word bird was written as D backward, R backward, I backward, B backward. And the word wind was written as D backward, N backward, I backward, W backward. "Why do you write this way?" asked Annie.
"People think I am trying to keep my ideas a secret," said Leonardo. "But in truth, I am left-handed, and when I write normally from left to right, I smear ink across the page. One day, I realized that if I wrote backward, I would not be so messy."
He laughed and sat down at the table. As he took a bite of bread, he seemed his happy self again. "What do you write in these notebooks?" said Jack.
"Oh, I've written down thousands of ideas," said Leonardo. "For example,"
he opened a notebook and read,
"Fossils of tiny sea creatures have been found in the mountains of Italy. It is my belief that ocean water once covered the mountains millions of years ago."
"Your belief is right," said Jack. Leonardo looked at Jack with surprise.
"You seem so certain," he said.
"Well, I know from science books that the oceans once covered many mountains of the earth, and that's why you can find sea fossils there," said Jack.
"We read lots of books," said Annie.
"Indeed,"
said Leonardo. Then he picked up another notebook and read,
"If a wolf stares at you, your voice will become hoarse."
That's not true," said Annie.
"It is not?" said Leonardo.
"Well, think about it," said Annie. "How could an animal make a person hoarse, and why would they want to?"
Leonardo nodded.
"Yes, I think I agree with you," he said.
He cleared his throat, then he read another idea.
"A spider hatches its eggs by staring at them."
"No," said Jack and Annie together.
"No," said Leonardo.
"Trust us," said Jack, smiling.
"This is really fun," he thought.
"Knowing more than a great genius, scientists have discovered a lot since Leonardo's time."
"All right. I don't know why, but I shall trust you," said Leonardo.
He turned some pages and read,
"The moon may be bright because it is made out of rippling water."
Jack shook his head.
"Actually, it's made out of rocks," he said. "It's bright because it reflects the light of the sun."
Jack knew lots of facts about the moon.
"And did you know there's no wind on the moon?" said Annie. "So someday when people walk there, their footprints will last forever."
Leonardo grinned.
"Wonderful," he said. "I fear you are both speaking nonsense, but I like your original thinking."
He turned the page and read another entry.
"There must be a way to use a natural force, such as steam or wind, to help people do their tasks in less time, with less work."
"That's a great idea," said Jack. "Maybe someday steam engines could run ships. Or maybe steam could help run a train."
"A train?" said Leonardo.
"Yes, a train," said Annie. "A train is this thing we've imagined. It's like
wagons connected to each other," said Jack. "And they run over tracks that go across the land."
"Interesting," said Leonardo.
He closed his eyes as if trying to imagine it.
And then there are planes," said Annie. "We've imagined these things called planes."
"Yeah," said Jack. "They have wings, and they fly you through the air."
"Like birds," said Annie.
Leonardo sat up very straight.
"You imagine such a flying thing is possible?" he asked.
"We're positive," said Jack.
Leonardo leapt to his feet.
"You have been sent to me as a sign," he said.
"A sign of what?" said Annie.
Leonardo's eyes were gleaming.
"I too believe humans can fly like birds, and today I shall prove it."
"You will?" said Jack.
"Yes. Until now I have been fearful of testing my idea," said Leonardo. "But the two of you have given me courage."
"What is Leonardo talking about?" Jack wondered.
"I am sure my plan will work now," said Leonardo, "and it will bring me everlasting fame."
"We don't really know that much about flying," Jack said.
"Yeah, we were just imagining," said Annie.
But Leonardo had grabbed his cap and cloak.
"Come with me, friends."
He headed out to the courtyard. Jack grabbed his bag and he and Annie followed. Leonardo jumped into the horse cart and picked up the reins.
Climb in," he said.
Jack and Annie climbed into the cart and sat beside Leonardo.
"Today, the great bird shall rise aloft, high into the sky," said Leonardo. and the universe shall be filled with wonder.